You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so bad? I want to trim my eyebrows with a gas-powered garden weasel. The other day, I'm beer tending at the Duck Inn. This fat lady come in there, headed straight for the ladies' necessary room. Stayed there about 20 minutes and left without buying a beer or even a soda pop. Now, usually I would have said something to her, but I didn't for a couple reasons. One, last thing the Duck Inn needs is another fat person in there. And two, how hard up for a bathroom do you have to be to use the one here to Duck Inn? Now, generally, I believe in the home field advantage. When you have to take care of some real heavy lifting in the bathroom, you like to do that at home. But there's two places where you don't ever, I mean never go. One is a little neighborhood bar like a Duck Inn. Everybody in there knows you. Usually those rooms are very close to the noses of the customers. Go home if you're going to do that. Or at least go to a fast food joint down the street. Don't do it where people are trying to get drunk. It just ain't classy. Another place you don't do nothing crazy is in the bathroom at church. You know the man upstairs is watching his house, and you don't want him to see you doing that kind of stuff. He gives you privacy at home. But when you're in his house, he's watching. And you know them old ladies at church love to gossip. Them old biddies will chew on that till the rapture and beyond. So if it hits you in the middle of church, you have no choice. You have to go. Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go. But you ain't gotta go to church. Drive your nasty self on down to some other place that's open for Sunday breakfast. Them people in there should be in church anyway, so if you fog up air a little bit and ruin their breakfast, serves them right for skipping Sunday school. Wake up, Murray Cook. Church is his house, and no one wants that kind of nonsense going on in their house. That's why he invented the 24-hour gas station. I'm Earl Pizzamurrican. Pizza.